Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. This is episode 35, I believe, and today we're going to be talking about authenticity, which is an important and ever relevant topic. So, today is actually Thursday because I'm recording this. I've just got some stuff the next couple of days, so I don't really have too much of an update for like how my week was. We had a couple really nice sunny days, which was good, and I was reading in the garden a lot and just like chilling. I think the serotonin was like really, really needed, so I was just like lying, enjoying the sun, which was good. Yeah, I was reading a book and I got to like 80 pages and I was like, you know what, I'm not enjoying this. Like, and I always have this thing, I was like, you can't say you didn't like a book unless you finish it, because it's like, you can't judge it from just like the first part, you know. But I was just like, I'm not in the mood right now to read something I'm not enjoying. Like, I'm in the mood to have a book that I'm like loving, and I just like keep reading. I don't have to force it down myself, like, so I just stopped reading it. I don't know if that's a bad thing, but we gave up on that book, and I'm reading a new one, and I'm really enjoying it. So yeah, the heat wave was nice, just a nice end of summer. It's a little bit emotional because like it was super sunny yesterday and the day before, and then it was thunderstorms last night, so it's like, I don't know, I'm woken up, it's literally like 8 degrees colder than yesterday, which is fine, but it's just quite a drop, and it's like, wow, okay, autumn is here. Like, I think yesterday was our last proper sunny summer's day for a whole year. Well, not a whole year, but you get what I mean. Like, just a little bit sad because I do love the sun. What else have I been doing? I went to John's yesterday. He had like a little thing for his leaving. He's going on a year abroad, so that was fun. Bit emosh and sad, but really nice. And that's my last time seeing like a lot of the people that I saw there. So I don't know, just nice to have something to sort of like end off the summer. I'm getting dinner tonight with my school friends who I went to Somerset with, and like I was saying maybe last episode, that one of them couldn't come. So we're going out for dinner tonight as like a little reunion. We've been friends for 10 years, which is crazy. And it's just like nice to go out for dinner and hang out. Niamh's coming tomorrow, which I'm so excited about. I feel like I've said all this. Maybe I said this in a recent vlog or something, because this all is like giving me deja vu to talk about. But Niamh's coming tomorrow, who is my flatmate in Edinburgh. And she's just staying for a couple nights, and then we're road tripping back because I want to take the car up, which is really exciting. And we're staying in York overnight on Sunday night. And I'll actually be arriving in Edinburgh the day this comes out, which is crazy. Like, this summer has just honestly flown by. Like, I feel like I blinked and I missed it. I'd say it's been a good summer. So that's actually one of my gratitudes, is just having a nice summer. I don't think it's been the best weather. I don't think I've had like the cool, I don't know, I feel like I didn't, it sounds so like silly, but like, I don't know, I haven't done like crazy cool stuff. Like, I haven't gone on holiday and I haven't gone like out of the country or anything, and I don't know, that stuff is obviously like obviously you're lucky to ever do it, let alone like, you can't complain, you know. But I've had a more simple summer, and I think it was nice. It was peaceful, it was chill, and I am sad to see it go. I'm not really ready for autumn, but we're fine. It's all going to be okay, and like, cozy vibes. I like the fashion. It's going to be fun. And then my other gratitudes, just like the nice sun weather. I needed a little bit of serotonin, and just friends. I love my friends. And then my wins for the week, I planned some new episodes for the podcast. I planned like, I've got like 20 written out here in my little journal for YouTube and podcast stuff. And I'm really excited about them. I've got tons of good ideas, which you guys sent, mainly are ones that you guys sent in. So that's really nice. Thank you if you sent one in. The podcast is Growing With The Flow the Instagram is Growing With The Flow _podcast. If you ever want to participate in like almost every episode, I do stuff on the stories and you guys can send stuff in. So if you want to be a part of that, you know where to go. And yeah, I'm also picking up a cake today. I ordered a cake for 1 million downloads, just because I think it's really cool, and I know that like, it's not like I care about the numbers really at all, but like, it is really cool. And I know that I don't know, in like 10, 20, 30 years, I'll like look back on a picture of me with like a million download cake and be like, oh, that's cute. Like, I like that I would have the picture and like have the memory, and it's just something to commemorate it. It's not like I think this is the be all or end all, is that phrase? But I just thought it'd be fun. It's funny though, because I'm leaving in like 3 days and I need to eat and tie. I think I'll take it with me, or maybe I'll leave it here for my parents to eat. I don't really know. That's kind of all I have for my little intro, because obviously haven't been up to that much. I think I recorded last week's episode on Sunday, so it's only been like 4 days. But yeah, today we're going to be talking about authenticity. Now, I've got a little, what do you call it? Definition. I'm sure there's loads of different definitions, but this is just the one that I found that seemed to fit like kind of what I was thinking. So it is the extent to which a person's actions are congruent with their beliefs and desires, despite external pressures to conformity. So I think it's kind of like, to me, it's, are you behaving in a way that lines up with like what, who you want to be, and who, like, yeah, I guess who you are deep down, like, is that coming out, is that being shown? And the second part of the definition kind of implies like, is that deep down version of you being shown, even when it's not the easiest thing to show it, you know? So that's kind of what I think of it as authenticity. It's quite a buzz term. I feel like 10 years ago it was just like a word, and now it's one of the words, like cancel culture, authenticity, okay, like gaslighting, like all of these things that are suddenly like at the forefront of everyone's vocabulary. It's interesting because it's like there's loads of books, podcasts, YouTube videos about like how to be authentic, you know, like it's a big thing. And it's interesting that we all seem to be having this problem of like, how do I express who like I truly am? Like, it's interesting that people are picking up on that and seeing like, oh yeah, I need to work on my authenticity, because it's like, I don't know, I guess it's like, not that it should be easy, but it's like kind of plain and simple, right? Like, you just be who you are. Like, surely that's, it's more effort to pretend to be someone else, so why is it so difficult to be authentic? And that's a little bit of what I want to talk about in this episode. Like, why do we feel inauthentic? Why do I think like, oh, I need to work on being more authentic? Like, surely that should just come out. And I guess the overarching like reason why is like the society, the norms, everything that we're surrounded by, and the, I guess, what's expected of you and how that fits into like who you actually are and how you want to behave. I want to look at like being authentic online, to your friends, your family, at work, etc. I think we all have like tons of different versions of ourselves, which is really interesting. Like, I try to be like my truest self, but I definitely behave differently with my friends to how I would with like a manager, or like at my old job, it was like you and a manager that would be on shift, and you'd like sit in the office with them, just the two of you, and it's like I would kind of behave differently, although those managers were like friends, so it wasn't really the same sort of thing, but you get what I mean. Like, you would behave differently in different environments, which is natural because you like fit like the formality and the etiquette, I guess, of where you are. But sometimes I think that we take it not too far, but like you do things where it's like you didn't need to do that, you know, like you didn't need to say that, you didn't need to emphasize that. Like, why are you so much emphasis on a certain part of yourself, or elaborating about something that you wouldn't with others, you know? It's like, it's just interesting to look at, I think. Also important to note that we change. Like, everyone is ever growing. It's not like you just wake up, I was gonna say the day you're born. It's not just like, isn't that interesting? The day you're born, you didn't wake up, like you just arrived. That's actually, that's the only day of your life that you didn't wake up in the morning. Well, obviously if you do like an all-nighter, but you get what I mean. Like, that's the only day that like, you didn't, I guess the day you die and the day you're born are the only days where you don't experience like all 24 hours. Interesting. Right, back onto the topic. Yeah, we change. Everyone's different. Like, me a year ago being authentic would be different to me now being authentic, because that's a different person. Like, you don't want to stick to like the authenticity of yourself when you were like 8, because that's not who you are now. So I think it's important. Sometimes people get called out online being like, oh, you've changed. Like, you've changed, and it's always got these negative connotations, but I think the scariest thing would be to say to someone, you're the exact same as you were 5 years ago. No? I think that would be so scary. If someone said to me, like a friend or like someone said to me, like, that I hadn't seen for like 3 years, and they were like, oh, you're the exact same, you haven't changed a bit, I'd be like, not insulted, but I would be like questioning, why is that? Especially at like my age. I think maybe when you're like 80, the difference between 80 and 83 probably isn't as much, but because by then hopefully I would have figured out who I am. Or like, I think the whole process of like figuring out who you are, who you want to be, it's like it plateaus at some point, right? Like, you don't continually like just find new things out all the time for the rest of your life at the same rate. Like, I think at some point that plateaus and you just kind of wake up each day similar to the day before, and that's a nice place to be, right? Like, you've figured it out. So yeah, everyone changes, and I think being authentic is being true to the changes that you're experiencing. And do you know what? It's fucking tiring being someone that you're not. It's tiring. I think we've all done it, you know, gone to a party or like a gathering with people that maybe you don't really know that well, or they're like a friend of a friend, and you get there and everybody there is different to you in a certain way. And you can like, I don't know, really notice it. Like, for example, if you go somewhere and you notice, hey, everyone here is richer than me. Or you go somewhere and you're like, everyone here is white and I'm not. Or you go somewhere and you think everyone here is super academic, like loves school and uni and studying. Or you go somewhere and you feel like everybody is like way older than you or way younger than you. And you try to like sell the aspects of yourself which fit in with that. So if you, I don't know, it's quite hard to like stay true to yourself when you feel like you're the odd one out. I don't know, like if I ever, I can't think of an example really, but like if I went to hang out with people and they were all like 26, I definitely think I would try to not act more mature, but like just talk about the mature parts of my life rather than like, I don't know, like little kid student stuff. And it's just interesting like how we do that. And it's also really tiring. Like, it's not like fun. I don't think you come home from an event where you've been doing that feeling energized and happy and good. Like, you come home tired. So I guess that's a reason why authenticity is important. And it can also be lonely. If you're showing everybody a side of yourself or a complete lie, then how do you feel like you relate to anyone? How can you feel like anyone is there for you if you're just sort of like showing them stuff that isn't legit? Like, that's not who you really are. So a lonely place. And I think online authenticity is a really interesting concept, and I guess something that's like quite new, like in the last like 10-15 years, being authentic online and to what extent that is like important and owed to the people who follow you, regardless of whether you have a big following or just like 50 friends. I definitely follow people who are just friends, just post whatever they're up to, and I still feel like, I don't know, no, I will get into it, but like, it doesn't matter how many people, if you have more than zero followers, somebody is like seeing your stuff and consuming it. So I think it's interesting to look into that. Okay, so we're gonna go on to the Instagram because I've got some stuff that I want to talk about and incorporate like your answers. So we're gonna start out with, do you think creators owe it to their viewers / followers to be completely authentic? Now, my answer would be no, not completely authentic. It's hard because authenticity is that showing your entire life, your entire like personality, or is it just being authentic within the parts of your life that you choose to share, you know? So I think it's like a difficult question, and it's hard to like conceptualize what that actually means. So you guys said 57% for no and 43% for yes, which is interesting because I feel like polls tend to have, it's like always 90-10 or something like that. Like, everyone seems to agree, but that's interesting that we're all on different wavelengths. Let me think, I'll say what I think. I don't think people with a following owe it to anyone to share difficult parts of their life, things that are private, things that they don't want to share, and I don't think that's I don't think that's owed to anyone. I don't think it's fair to have a platform and not show, however, that like your life isn't perfect, or not show that, I don't know, just not show that you are a regular person. But it's also hard because I think there is responsibility lies with us as like people who consume other people's content, to know that social media is a lie. It's not all real. Just because I posted that I was at a party having fun with my friends, it doesn't mean that I had a good day. It doesn't mean that I'm happy. It doesn't mean that I wasn't crying in the toilets, you know. You don't know. And maybe sometimes it's nice to just post like a picture here and there to like commemorate whatever you've been up to, but it's not always comfortable to then post a picture of you crying in the toilet. You get me? Like it's just whatever. So I think influencers I hate that word, but like influencers in like quotations, I think they owe authenticity, but they don't owe like every inch of their life. So I understand why it's like 50-50, because I guess my answer is like 50-50. So then I said why/why not. So what were your thoughts about this? So I'm going to read a couple of these out. They're still people and their mental health is important. Privacy is needed. 100% agree. So if you share, like for example, if you're in a relationship and you share it all, you share every inch of it, you share what you're doing all the time, then people are going to ask, why aren't you hanging out? If you stop out hanging out, well, the people are going to notice quicker if you're, I don't know, just not with them, or you break up, whatever. Like, it's more noticeable, and then I guess people are going to ask. I don't think they should, but it's the natural, I don't know, it always happens. You see it happen to every single person who shares a relationship and then the relationship breaks up. They always get questions, where are they, what's going on? So I think in that sense, it's like, you have to protect yourself, like, and it's not just that. Like, I follow this girl, JC Marie. I honestly love her content and I love her podcast. She has a podcast with Chelsea, who I think they're friends from school, which is cute, and it's called What We Said podcast. I feel like you probably, I think it's like one of the biggest like lifestyle podcasts. But yeah, she shares her journey with like fertility, and she's like openly spoken about how her and her husband have been like trying to get pregnant and not been successful, and they're having like fertility treatments and stuff, and she's openly shared that. And I think that's really interesting, and like, I don't know, it's very, very cool and like brave of her to share that, because it's like, that's going to help loads of people who are going through similar things. I think all we want is like to relate to someone, no matter what that means. Like, it's nice to open your phone, watch a movie, look at the magazines, and see yourself and your journey represented. You know, if you are not white and everyone in the magazines and everyone on the movies and all the main characters are all white, it doesn't feel nice. You get that? But you know, it's the same thing. Like, if you're going through these like fertility issues, whatever, and then you go on and you see that she's posting about like her experience and like just having down days and stuff, I think that personally would make you feel more heard and seen and just less alone. So I don't know, I think it's very impressive and a hard thing to do, especially because now what she has opened herself up to, and not that she deserves this, but this is just what happens, is people asking, oh, are you pregnant? How's it going? How's the fertility? And it's like, that's not helping. I can guarantee you that is not helping. So I think it's difficult because every part of authenticity that you share online comes with the ups and downs of people asking for further. Once you give a little bit of info, I feel like there's always going to be someone who's going to ask for the rest of the story, and no part of your life should be 100% online. Like, I don't think you should have every inch of any aspect of you online. Like, you can have 90%, 95%, but I think 100% is just too far. So it's difficult, and like you said, mental health is important, and that's going to be affected. It's like a hard balance to strike. People are entitled to their own lives and privacy and allowed to treat social media as a job. That's cool and interesting. I think, yeah, often, I definitely think of this, like, I don't think of making videos and stuff as a job, but, you know, at your, like, real jobs, at real jobs, what a concept, there's more like strict rules and like sort of regulations around like privacy, and I don't know, there's like a more formal vibe which you don't get on social media. Somebody said creators don't owe their viewers anything, and I kind of stand by that. Nobody owes anyone anything. Like, do they? I think that to be a good person, you will do things for others, 100%. And that can be a huge part of your life, but I wouldn't necessarily say that you owe that to people, especially if it's at the detriment of your own mental health. I think some authenticity is needed, and normally people can tell when someone is not being authentic. I think that's true. Sometimes you can see somebody kind of like, I don't know, just being fake. And I think this goes for like real life as well. Like, you can kind of tell when someone is saying something because they're insecure, expressing something because they want you to know, as opposed to like they're just sharing. So yeah, I think it can be obvious. I think it can be not obvious as well though, because I can imagine people posting videos and like being happy and just showing like them hanging out with their friends and doing nice stuff, but I can imagine them in real life being like quite sad and not having the best time. So I think sometimes it's obvious, but I wouldn't say it's always obvious. Yes, because they're helping set the societal standard, but they should also have some privacy. Yeah, I agree. I think that's like sums it up quite well. Yeah, authenticity in what they show doesn't mean it's compulsory to show everything. I think that's true. I think that's 100% true. Like, you can't be 100% inauthentic. Like, no one's gonna... I feel like people don't latch onto that well. Also, another part of this is that it's very tempting to overshare because it performs well. Like, people are interested. We're all nosy humans. Like, you want to know if somebody went through something. You want to know all the details. Like, those videos, you can tell, like, kind of like clickbait content that isn't actually clickbait. Like, you actually get to find out the story. That always does unreal. That's like, people love that stuff. And I think that's then tempting for people to like overshare and like put things out there which are quite intimate and like private. If you only show the perfect side of your life, it sets unrealistic standards. I definitely agree with that. You don't want your whole feed to be cluttered with people who are always on holiday, always at the beach, always smiling and happy. And I don't know, I think positivity is good, but I don't know. I don't think you want to see that. But I think it's also some responsibility lies with you and me to follow people who make you feel good. And if someone isn't your vibe, then just unfollow. Like, it's fine. I literally couldn't care less. If somebody chose to unfollow me because my content doesn't make them feel good, I'm glad that they've made that realization, and I don't care. So I really don't think that, obviously, like, I care in that that's sad and I would like to like improve that, but I don't think that I would see that as like a personal insult, because I know that I've had to do that for other people and it's nothing to do with them. Not really anymore, but I know when I was like 14 maybe, I should have unfollowed some models and people that were like the societal beauty standard, because it's not healthy for me. It wasn't healthy to like keep seeing that. So why did I keep following? Because it's hard. It's hard to get out of it, but you get what I mean. Like, that wasn't their fault. Like, they can share what they look like. That's their own truth, you know, but like, if it hurts me personally, that's kind of my own issue to fix. Okay, so we'll move on to a different story, because I feel like our general consensus from all of us was like, yes, people need to be authentic, but they don't owe every single part of their lives to the people that follow them. Okay, so we're gonna say the next one is, why do you think authenticity is important? And I put in brackets online and in real life, so this is just for everything. So we don't idealize someone that is not as perfect as we think. Someone said, if you're not authentic, then what's the point? And I kind of get what you're coming from. Like, strip it all away. What is the point? Like, especially in real life, like, and it kind of links to like social media, where it's like, these are people that don't know you in person. They don't know you fully. But not everyone in your real life knows you fully. You know, like, you have friends of friends and acquaintances and like, even just like friends that you see every now and then, and they don't know you fully. So it's like, do you need to be completely authentic with them, or is it okay to glaze over stuff which maybe you just don't want to talk about? Somebody said, authenticity lowers everyone's expectations of themselves and others and reduces judgment. I agree with that. Helps you form stronger connections, good for your own mental well-being. If we are not authentic, we create a false reality/image which leads to false standards. Yeah, I think a big part of a big part of authenticity is that if we're all putting up this front that we're having a great time and that, you know, we're not who we really are, then it's very easy to compare to that and to assume that, like, just because you're not feeling that way about a certain aspect of your life, that your life is worse than theirs, or that you are, like, lesser, I guess. Not setting unhealthy / unrealistic expectations. Yes, I think we're all kind of saying the same thing, that the standards need to be, like, relatable and truthful. Being authentic creates more meaningful connections, 100%. Do you ever feel like when you open up to someone about something, you just feel like closer to them, you know? And I think sometimes that can be, like, if you're oversharing, I guess that can be a negative sometimes, where you've kind of like told someone everything and it's like you're really close but you don't really know them. But I think for the most part, being inauthentic is like not putting down foundations for our house. They will collapse. Ooh, interesting. So like, if you're inauthentic, eventually that's going to come back to, like, I kind of get what you mean, because eventually you're not going to be able to put on the show anymore. And it depends to what level, because I think being 1,000, like 10 out of 10 authentic is really difficult to actually reach with anyone. Like, there's always things that you're not sure if you want to share them. And once you've said something, you can't take it back. Like, once you've shared it with someone they know, you can't get it back, you know? So it's definitely scary. And it's hard. I don't think anyone is like 100% authentic with anyone they know, because and it comes back to like, how well do you know yourself? Like, it's hard to be authentic if you're not 100% sure of like who you are and like your own stuff. Okay, and then the other story that I did is, what issues / situations make it hard for you to be authentic? Not really knowing myself, who I am, I find it hard to be the real me if I don't know what that is. Okay, 100%. I think this is so relatable. And like I was saying, I feel like I change so quickly and so easily. Like, I'll literally have one experience and be like, that's changed my outlook forever. And that happens all the time. Like, genuinely, we are so young and like molding quickly and like changing a lot. So yeah, I agree, it's hard to show who you are when you don't know who it is. And I think that'll be like the general difficulty for most of us. Anxiety / a fear of being vulnerable. I can definitely relate to this one as well. Like, once you've said something, you can't get it back. And being vulnerable is like scary, like especially if you don't have full trust in the other person, because what are they going to do with this information, or how are they going to see you from now on? Especially when you've put up a front and like painted your life a certain way, it's really scary to like say to someone that isn't true, because it's like, oh, why did you make it look like it was? Being surrounded by people I don't know / want to make a good impression / different from me. Exactly, I agree with that. Especially want to make a good impression, it's so easy to just like sort of, you know, be your best self. And I think that's fine, like, if you want to make a good impression, you want to be your best self. Fear of not meeting the expectations, because people often tend to compare each other. Being introverted, interesting. Need to feel approved by everybody else. Yes, we all want the validation. Like, you just want people to like you. You don't want people to bitch about you behind your back. You don't want to do anything controversial. And when I say you, I mean we, because I do that as well. Yeah, it's so hard to just like be you and like unapologetically. Like, if you didn't care, like if nobody else existed, you completely didn't care what other people thought of you, like, how would you behave differently? I think that's interesting to think about. Ooh, not wanting to overshare on personal topics or be cancelled if you get it wrong. Interesting. I think cancel culture is like an interesting, that definitely stops people with a following from sharing certain stuff, because anything that is slightly controversial could get you into shit. And it doesn't mean that you're like, obvious, there's obvious examples like racism or homophobia or like sexism and stuff like that, where it's like we all hopefully agree that these are wrong things and that those actions need accountability and need to stop. But I think there's also topics which there's more room for like discussion, and there's more room for like understanding the other person's side, and it's not as black and white as like those other issues can be. So I think that stops people, and I'm I guess I'll be authentic and say that stopped me sharing certain things, because I do worry that, like, I don't want it to, it's very difficult to come across the way you want to, and it's sometimes you just get to a point where it's like, I don't know how specifically to word this in a way that will completely execute exactly what I mean, so maybe it's safer just to, like, not share it. And I wouldn't say that I've done that with anything big, but I'm sure that, like, subconsciously there are, like, small topics or small areas maybe that I would avoid out of, like, the fear of it coming across in a way that I didn't mean it to. Yeah, I can't actually think of anything right now. I'm trying to think of stuff that, like, people get hated on for. I guess one example is, like COVID guidelines. I see a lot of people doing different things, and, like, every country has different rules, and it's also a little bit confusing because it's like, well, these are the rules, but, like, do you want to do more than that, you know? Like, do you feel like the rules aren't good enough? Do you want to, like, I guess, strict with yourself? I don't know. Like, for example, clubbing. I haven't gone clubbing because I don't like going clubbing, like, ever. Like, I've literally gone clubbing, like, under 10 times in my life, so I haven't been clubbing since, I don't think I went in second year, genuinely. I don't think I've been clubbing since first year. And first year for me was 2018 to 2019. So, like, it ended 2019 in, like, May. So obviously I still hadn't been clubbing even past that point. But I see people kind of, like, I don't know, maybe hate, or hate's not the right word, but, like, there's discussion around the idea of, like, is that, like, morally the right thing to be doing? And whether, I guess also on, like, the same, like, another level is, like, is that a good thing to share, you know? Like, to, because often people are, like, will say that you're, like, promoting something for sharing it, when it's kind of difficult, because I do understand that, like, by sharing something, you may influence somebody else to make the same decision. But at the same time, like, how much of, like, that is down to you? Like, how much power does that really have? Like, is it, it's hard, because it's some things there is, like, you have responsibility not to promote or to talk. Do you get what I mean? Like, I wouldn't ever want to promote, like, a fast fashion business, because I don't believe in it, I don't agree with it, and maybe that would influence someone to buy from that. But then there's also the argument of, well, like, if they want to buy from it, they can. Like, that's their own choice. But it's so hard, and I, even talking about this, I'm like, I don't know, finding it really difficult to, like, word what I want to say. But yeah, like, so with the clubbing thing, the idea that, like, whose rules, like, whose moral standards do we set and live by? Because yes, there are topics where hopefully we all agree, or not all agree, because obviously then, you know, there wouldn't be so many problems in the world. But, like, there are things that are within our, like, circles and stuff more blatantly wrong, whereas there's other topics which are more grey, and it's kind of hard to, like, navigate that online, because it's like, you don't want to hide things. I don't know. I use the clubbing example because I wouldn't have gone clubbing either way, so I'm detached from the topic, which was what I wanted. I didn't want anything that I was to do with. And I guess, like, the idea of, should you, I don't know, be, like, hate, I think hate's the wrong word, but, like, should there be discussion around whether that's okay to do? And it's like, well, the government have said it's okay, so is that enough? Or is that not enough? Or not, no, I'm not saying my personal view, because that's not the point of this episode. I just want to literally, like, discuss. So yeah, perfectionism / people pleasing, what people would think, that being who I really am makes me be alone. That being who I really am makes me be alone. I don't really get what you mean. Makes me be alone, like, as in people would be like, I don't get it. Okay, no, I do get what you mean. Like, you don't want to ever open up about something and someone be like, oh, that's weird, you know? So yeah, I can definitely see that. Expectations, perception on the perfect, like, standards, in a group of people whose ideologies / morals differ, pressure from others to conform, and we comply because we seek validation. Love that. That's really true. Pressure from others to conform, and we comply because we seek validation. You just want to fit in. We all want to fit in, right? Social pressure, when I feel intimidated, what others expect of me. Yeah. Okay, cool. I think that's it for this episode. I know it's a little bit shorter, but I didn't really have much of a life update. Hopefully next time I will have lots to say, because I will have road tripped, be back in Edinburgh, and new chapter, baby. So yeah, hopefully that was an interesting discussion, and maybe take a moment to think about your own authenticity and if it's at like a level you're happy with, or if you want to work on things or figure things out or whatever. Just interesting. So I hope you enjoyed the episode. Thank you as always for listening, and have a nice week. I'll catch you next Monday.